Some reason. Good morning, everybody. As Virginia said, my name's Kevin Allison. I'm a general manager in the Exchange product team. I own what we call the customer experience team. And what it amounts to is I own some of the core engineering for Exchange. I have the sustained engineering team. I'm accountable to make sure content gets published, localization gets done. I'm responsible for a lot of our customer reporting that goes out. I manage any of the customer feedback that comes on shipped products. So when you talk about 2003, 2007, 2010, and our service, I kind of am the focal point for that. And then along with that, interoperability, a lot of our certifications and standards. So kind of a large breadth of things that I get to deal with. I've been involved with the interoperability stuff since prior to the program even existing. What I'm going to kind of go through is just kind of more of what I would say history and kind of set it up that way. But if there are questions at any point in time, please jump in and ask, and we can stop at that point. This talks about kind of the history from our This talks about the history of the program. From my perspective, the program started when I joined the Exchange product team, because at that point in time, we were basically licensing the ActiveSync protocol. And this was basically 6 years ago. So from my perspective, we were starting way back then. In addition, at that point in time, we actually started documenting the MAPI RPC protocol or spec from our perspective, and we were licensing it. And then about 2008, actually it was Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving, I was on vacation down in sunny San Diego. For those who are familiar with this area, they understand when I say sunny San Diego. And I got this phone call, said, "Hey, what's do we document relative to X, Y, and Z? Because we got to respond to this big government body across the ocean, to be nameless, and we need to do this work really quickly." And that kind of ruined the rest of my Thanksgiving. But anyways, that was back in 2008. And what we did is we used the foundation of what we'd started at that point in time to really move forward on the protocols. And we worked with the Windows team to understand what they did. We synced across the Office group and Outlook to understand what we could do, and we moved forward. Ignoring all of the backroom stuff that went on, fundamentally what we did in 2008 is we came out and launched what we said was our interoperability principles. And it really dealt with how we would document Microsoft products that we considered high volume, high volume share products. And it really was a set of principles that we would say we'd do X, Y, and Z. And that really was the foundation of putting together not only a team on the content side, but a team within the product team to actually go out and inventory what our protocols were, how they interrelated with other products within Microsoft, and really started taking the approach of documenting them. I think the important part is at that point in time, when we first published them, there was 73 protocols. And we basically used the existing MAPI document and updated it with new standards, new specs, over the course of November to April, and released 73 documents. And it was quite an undertaking. A lot of the people in the room were very much a part of this that you'll meet the rest of the week. The exciting thing from my perspective is we did this without a requirement from any government agency to do this. We did this based on our commitment to the interoperability principles. And I think it's representative of what Exchange has done from that perspective. In 2009, we did have an agreement with the EU that said we'd not only do the current version, which at that point in time was 2007 to 2007 between Outlook and Exchange. We also agreed to go backwards and do 2003 and to go forward, which was fundamentally already a part of the agreement. In 2010, today, we have over 136 documents. We're working through releasing test suites that actually can be released publicly, that people can use it in their own infrastructure. And so there's a lot of significant work going on there, and I think you'll continue to see that. We have committed to releasing this documentation and these things at the first public release. So that means the first public beta. So this stuff is available much earlier than just at the point in time the product releases. And that's really for the people in the room here so that you guys can extend and expand on it. To the point of what we're trying to accomplish, and this comes under the work that my team funds and then works with the other product teams and then works with Office as well. We are doing content updates. We are building out test suites. We have testing tools that we'll release. We provide support. We provide forums. And those things escalate into the product team. And it's a direct relationship. It's not like we've created some other group somewhere else. It's really something that the product team directly supports. Architects within the Exchange team review and inventory what's going on, both now and in the future. And then we work as a team across the content and the developers to actually document this. Just kind of giving an idea of the commitment, I think some of these numbers Virginia talked about. We are releasing some of the specifications on an open basis. So there is a whole process where if you look at some of the standards we support around Exchange as an example, we're getting to the point where we're making those, in essence, Microsoft's version of open source, where we abdicate responsibility for patents, and so those can be used without any licensing. In addition, you're seeing us actually do full protocol coverage, even kind of beyond what's required. You see us going after ensuring ActiveSync is out there, Exchange Web Services is out there, how we use various standards, so that's fairly well developed, fairly well documented. And we're just trying to hold ourselves to a higher bar there. Sometimes, as a general manager, I don't like to talk about the number of pages we write, because that seems like a weird situation to say, hey, we're writing more and more. Maybe we should be coding cleaner and simpler so it's not requiring as much pages. But it is a measure to understand our commitment to really fully documenting what's going on. And so this is kind of the number of documents. 230 devs, writers, editors, it's a significant portion of the Exchange team. When we started this project, we basically said this would be the impact for the average dev within our team, and it would impact their productivity in this way, and we adjusted our resourcing model to account for that. And so now ensuring we have this documented is a core part of every dev, basically senior dev's responsibility. So it's not something that's done secondary. It's done something as a part of their normal day-to-day job. And just to give a little perspective, traditionally we build on a milestone approach, roughly about 6 months. It's a little bit less. That process has consistent milestones that are represented as a part of how we do the documentation. So every milestone, we have to start with an inventory, and then we build the documents through it, and then we have to sign off those documents at a manager level. And so that's very much a part of the workflow of the development team. Virginia and Andrew drive that process within Exchange. We ensure we have customer support services and the PlugFest, which this is about. This is kind of our first one, and we expect to start doing these roughly on a quarterly basis as we move forward. And so kind of some of the conversation that will go on later in the week, we released a tool, RPC Extractor. It's in kind of a beta version. We also expect to talk some more about some additional test tools that we'll do in the additional PlugFest. And then, as I stated, the commitment really is to release the documentation, to release these tool revs with each public beta. And so when you think about our going forward version, you'll see the release of this, with our first public beta. You'll see updates to the documentation. You'll see updates to the number of protocols as a part of that period of time. And that will give our customers and you the opportunity to extend and expand your existing product set to deal with exchange. Questions? I know I kind of rushed through it, but I want to make sure, you know, and part of the reason I come is just to make sure you understand our commitment to doing the best job possible here. If there is a question, if you see an issue, if there is a concern, Tom, Virginia, and Andrew are here, and I meet with them on a very regular basis to ensure we're covering the right things. I also meet with my peers in office and MBD, as well as with the Windows Server team. We are responsible for ensuring this is done and done well, and it's not something I take lightly or the team takes lightly. So if there are things that we can do to do better, please let us know. Yeah.